Bottom of the third, we'll see the 9-1-2 hitter for South Warren come to the plate as Preston Cottrell is staked to a 7-run lead. It'll be Dane Isabel, A.J. Isabel, and Sam Gage. Isabel has had a couple of nice defensive plays over at third base so far.
This is one of my son Jared's friends. They play travel ball together for an organization at Bowling Green called Knights. His same dad coached the team last year that my son played for, and a nice gesture after we won the third region the other night. Dane's dad come over and congratulated Jared and said, look forward to seeing him on Saturday here. So, good family.
First pitch taken for a strike. Second one grounded to third as Seager feels it'll throw a little bit wild, but Kavion Mitchell able to come off, glove it, and step back on the bag in time for the first out of the inning. One of those situations where the third baseman maybe had a little bit too much time to think about the throw and a little wide, but Kavion, nice athlete over there at first base, able to glove it, step on the base before Dane able to get there, and A.J. Isabel swings at the first pitch for a strike.
I'm eager to hit here. He walks first at that, and maybe I'll get him to chase something.
0-1 breaking ball just catches the smallest of fibers there on the jersey, and he will walk down for the second time, this time with a hit-by-pitch, though.
John actually caught that ball, so that tells you it didn't hit anything solid at all. I didn't see it hit anything, but the umpire thinks that it hits the jersey, and the jersey's part of the body, so he gets a free base.
Sam Gage comes to the plate. He was showing bunt last time, but it was a whole different ball game the first time that Sam Gage hit. Throw over, not in time.
Remember, A.J. Isabel was off and running on the first pitch last at bat.
Throw over again, not in time.
As Preston remembers that, and the last time, Preston threw one over everybody's head to the backstop. I'm going to try to hold him close and give John a chance to throw him out.
First pitch swinging, and Lucas is going to have this. Gets it, steps on second, throws to first in time. And just like that, the Spartans are off the base paths and done hitting here in the bottom of the third. Tigers lead 7-0, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 and Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
South Warren will make a pitching change as Coleman House, a left-hander, will come in to pitch for the Spartans. Not sure what other changes we might have here looking across the diamond. House will come in for his 17th appearance on the season, having thrown 21 and two-thirds innings, has a 4-2 record with one save and an 0.97 ERA. So not a lot of 19 strikeouts to 8 walks, not an overpowering left-hander, but obviously has given some people in the 4th region some fits.
Looks like one is going to throw a lot of junk, breaking balls, off-speed pitches.
So the first pitch from House is called a strike on that expanded outside corner to Kavion Mitchell. Kavion tripled into right field his last time up. 0-1 pitch fouled straight back just at the top of the netting. Otherwise, we might have been walking away with a souvenir here. Two strikes against Mitchell. The pitch from House.
Falls off that left-handed pitcher. He falls off that first base side. Not as bad as anybody I've seen. It's not balanced at all.
1-2 pitch. Bounces in the left-handed batter's box and goes to the backstop for the second ball. From the two pitchers we've seen from South Warren, not a lot of speed. They are more dependent upon that breaking ball, as that breaking ball is fouled straight back into the net, one that came in at 59 miles an hour.
It's throwing so slowly. Had to really stay back, but that outside, it's low and outside. The strike zone is so far outside, I'm worried about our kids stepping towards the ball to be able to hit it and possibly make him contact with the plate. If you step on the plate to hit a ball, you're automatically out.
Full count pitch is going to miss ball four, and Kavion Mitchell will walk down to first base for the, I believe that's the first walk of the game. That the second walk is Brock walked at the end of the last inning, but second walk of the game for the Tigers, and first runner aboard as Kobe Poole will come to the plate. Kobe, a hitter that loves seeing the fastball, but he's going to have to adjust here. As if he sees a fastball, it's not going to be fast. And that one almost hit him. Came inside.
Yeah, he just calls the outside pitch, but he doesn't call the inside pitch.
Pitch. That one hits Kobe on the front leg, and that's going to allow the Tigers to have two aboard with nobody out, and Isaac Seeger will come to the plate.
He's going back down to the pen now. He's already probably thrown 60 pitches down there.
Yeah, that's Logan Smith again, who's thrown the second most innings for this Spartan team. He's going back down there. Kind of surprised they didn't go with him earlier, or maybe come with this House kid earlier. But
I'm not sure. We're not getting ready to bunt here, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Move these runners up to second and third for John Hickton. Come up with one out if they execute on the sacrifice bunt.
In case you are wondering, run rules do still apply here. So the first pitch is inside for a ball.
They assumed bunt, and he never showed bunt.
Not at all.
My goodness, have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
They went all out. Just as soon as the pitch was delivered,
they completely abandoned
crashing.
Completely abandoned the middle of the field as the shortstop and second baseman went to the corner bags. See if they do that again here. 1-0 pitch. That is outside.
And I'm not sure of the outside part of it, that he would not have called a strike, but he's not going to call the high part of it.
And we're going to get a visit to the mound here, as South Warren's not liking what they see so far. And
not much to like if you're on that side right now. Still a long way to go.
Tigers with 7 runs in the second inning. They have 7 runs on 8 hits here so far in the contest. 2 runners on base right now.
I'll take him out.
Yep. They will not stay with Coleman House very long. They will be making a call to the bullpen, and we'll have those changes when we come back after this message.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
The Spartans will go to right-hander Logan Smith out of the bullpen. He will inherit a 2-0 count against Isaac Seager, also inheriting two runners. So the right-hander finishing his warm-up tosses as the Tigers looking to tack on to this 7-0 lead. Made brief mention of it just a second ago, but run rules do still apply here. 10 runs after 5 innings, so Breckenridge County not looking to pull their foot off the gas just yet. Trying to get out to that lead, and with Preston Cottrell on the hill, if you're a Tiger fan, you got to feel comfortable if you can get out to a 10-run lead with him throwing the ball.
Isaac's shown no signs of bunting yet. Hurt deep on the corners.
First pitch swung on, hit down the right field line. It's going to find its way into the foul territory there.
Scott Payne with that
catch. Nice catch by Mr. Jorts. Scott Payne. Wonder if he'll get a snow cone out of that one.
No, but if he put that ball in his pocket real quick, go have a souvenir.
Must have been the pointers I gave him at McQuitty's General Store this morning. That pitch taken on the inside corner for a strike.
Good take. Don't want to swing at that pitch anyway.
So Seager now with 2 strikes against him, 2-2 count. Logan Smith has put 2 in the zone so far. The next one swung on and chopped towards short very slowly. Cage is going to have only 1 play at second as Kobe Poole slides in, but the force will have him out, but now runners on the corner with 1 out. Didn't think he was going to have a play there at second. I thought his only play was at first.
Well, you got a runner on third now with 1 out. Big John.
John Higdon came through Thursday night with a big 3-run triple for the Tigers that essentially sent them to a championship in the third region. And we'll see if he gets something here to hit to extend this 7-run lead.
This defense is A little awkward. It looks like middle infield's kind of playing right about baseline. First baseman's holding the runner on, and third base is in, so I guess they're going to, oh, my goodness.
57-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. Very peculiar-looking pitch, to say the least.
Our kids are going to have a hard time staying back on these slow pitches.
Pitch swung on, hit it to right center. That's going to burn the center fielder.
He caught it
over his shoulder. Excellent catch. The throw is going to come to first base to try to double off Seager, but unsuccessfully. Lloyd came in and trying to catch that ball, then went out and somehow
they're going to feel that he
caught it.
Second.
And they called Seager out at second, and he went past second and didn't touch the bag. And that will not negate the run, though.
Yes, it will.
Not with it being a...
Yeah.
They are going to discuss it. The home plate umpire going out to meet with the second base umpire. Seager was at first, ran to second. They say that he touched second, rounded second, but never touched second to go back to first.
Oh, the run score is home.
So the run should score from home because he touched home first. They are...
Before the appeal was made?
No, they are now taking that run off the board. They are taking the run off the board.
Well, it's a poor communication because he's given the safe sign, but he's meaning no run.
So that will end the Tigers' inning here. We'll come back after this message.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Very strange way to end the top of the fourth as... Higdon has what probably would have been a double robbed in center field by the center fielder, Caleb Lloyd. And then they say that Seager did not touch all the bases as he returned to first.
Basically what happened, folks, is he thought that ball was down, as did most people here.
That ball swung on a hit to the right side and going to find its way into right field for a leadoff single for Trent Rice.
So Isaac had already rounded second and was headed towards third. When the catch was made, he turned back around and he cut it short coming around second. You've got to actually touch all the bases that you touch in route. When you're going back, you've got to touch them all. So he rounded second, and when he came back to first, he did not touch second. He cut it short, and that play was appealed, and he was called out. So the run is erased off the board.
And now we have time called by the first base umpire down there as we do have a courtesy runner. First base umpire trying to call time and nobody paying attention to him.
Well, he's already been questioned about that once because he says he called time on the play where Kivion was throwing something off the field. He says he called time before the pitch was thrown, but nobody heard him.
Dalton Taylor will take over first base running for Rice. First pitch, fastball swung on and popped straight up in the air.
I better get behind it.
Carmen is going to come in and squeeze it right in the middle of the WKU flag in dead center field for out number one as Taylor will scamper back.
Is that in one of my flag or towel?
Did I say flag?
You said flag.
Towel. Good Lord, I need to turn in my diploma right now. I apologize to any of the Hilltoppers listening right now. Oh, Lord, Mr. Diddle would have me. That ball is thrown over to first base.
And I could be mistaken. I have been known to be mistaken, but
no,
I thought you said flag.
I did. Oh. Everybody has a bad call. There's mine. And throw over again. I'm not sure where Martin is playing now, as he was the one hitting there, but he's still in the game. Adam Burns swings and hits that ball into left field, but Cole Tabor in his tracks is going to squeeze it for out number two. And Cottrell not trying to overthrow right now, is really letting his defense help him. Cottrell is one that can come in and strike out the side, but right now only one strikeout to his credit, letting his defense work for him. As Caleb Lloyd comes to the plate, grounded out to short his first time. First pitch misses for a ball. One oh pitch fouls straight back into the netting, and the count 1-1. The looking like we're sitting at 81 degrees here on a nice sunny 1st of June. I think John might have been better off holding that pitch there to maybe get a call strike as it's called outside.
Yeah, he looking at potentially throwing the first and a little quick.
That pitch.
Now get back, Cole.
Got it.
Over your head, get back.
Got under it there as Tabor is going to scamper back about 3 steps short of the warning track and squeeze it for out number 3. We have completed 4 innings of play. The Tigers lead 7-0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company, Incorporated, will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Bottom of the order for the Tigers as Tabor, Proctor, and Carmen, who have all been instrumental in the Tigers' offensive success here today, will come to the plate. Tabor 1-for-2 with a single back in the second, laid down a bunt that he beat out, ended up coming around to score. He'll step up first here to face Logan Smith. Smith came in relief and got out of a big jam as the first pitch is floated towards right field, and a nice play there by the second baseman, Adam Burns, to make the grab for out number one.
It was off the bat. It might have enough to get over the second baseman's head, and if so, there was no way the right fielder was going to get it. Thought maybe they had enough to be a hit, but a really nice play there by the second baseman.
Cole Proctor steps to the plate. He has 2 hits on the contest, and that first pitch is swung on and popped out of play to the right side.
This is a really good South Warren ball club. Had a really good season, playing a very competitive fourth region, but based off what we've seen, J.K., I just surprised their pitching has been good enough to win, whatever you said, 27 games or whatever it is.
29 games.
I mean, we've seen 3 pitchers, and based off what we've seen, no disrespect whatsoever, but against good competition, I think that they're going to give up runs. I guess they just tried to outscore people by scoring more.
That ball hit back up the middle. It's going to hit second base and avoid the shortstop. And Cole Proctor with his 3rd hit of the day, a little seeing eye single right up the middle.
That ball wasn't hit hard, but hit in a good spot.
I'm not sure if Gage would have. As we are, Proctor is going to be pulled down here for a pinch runner, Evan Barr. Evan Barr is going to run for Proctor. Proctor will come back in and hit, but Evan Barr with much more speed. No offense to Proctor, but Evan can move out there on the base path, and they're trying to add to this 7-run lead. Braxton comes to the plate.
Evan's usually the one that's assigned to courtesy run for the pitcher. But with Preston not in the batting order, he'll use his speed in the pinch running role. He'll only be allowed to do this once. Then once this inning concludes, he'll be out of the game, but every run is so important.
Carmen swings and hits that ball into left field, but it's going to be caught out there. I don't believe that's Jones anymore. I think that may have been where Martin ended up. But nonetheless, he squeezes it for the second out of the inning, and Brock Lucas will come to the plate. Brock Lucas, two official plate appearances, has a hit in the second, popped out in the first, and walked in the third. He'll come to the plate here in the fifth. And that pitch high and away for a ball. And a throw to first, not in time, as Barr slides back in safely. Lucas going to await the 1-0 offering here from Logan Smith. Barr with a big lead and a breaking ball taken for a strike.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to let Evan steal a base because this kid's throwing so many slow breaking balls, which is better to run on, and if he gets thrown out, so what?
Oh, got picked off over there. Evan now breaks towards second. The throw from Isabel goes into left field, and Evan Barr will be standing at second base. Got caught a little bit too far off the bag, but the throw on the run there from A.J. Isabel finds its way into left field, and Evan Barr stands at second base now and can score if Brock Lucas is able to get a hit.
A little frustration there is the South Warren shortstop. Body language is not real good. He's very upset with his first baseman on that throw. And he rifled one back to the pitcher and almost overthrew the pitcher. That would have been another base.
1-1 pitch is way outside for ball two. 2-1 count to the third region player of the year, Brock Lucas, as Evan Barr stands at second base with two outs. 3-1 now. And they, surprised they, after Evan went to second, they just put Brock on base. They're pitching around him. They're intentionally walking him right now without intentionally walking him.
Intentionally, unintentionally.
3-1 breaking ball hit into center field, but right in the tracks of Lloyd. He will come in and squeeze it for the third out of the inning. Tigers get a runner on base, but unable to score him. We've completed 4.5. Breckenridge County 7, South Warren 0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Barr Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Barr Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Barr Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Cottrell on for the bottom of the fifth, and he will see the bottom third of the order. Kate Vernon, Carson Turner, and Dane Isabel. As the Tigers hold a 7-run lead here in the semi-state matchup, with the winner moving on to Whitaker Bank Park to face the winner of Montgomery County and the 37-1 Beechwood squad. As that ball is hit off the end of the bat into left field, Cole Tabor, who's had himself a busy day out there, will squeeze another one for out number one.
Now, at this point where we can start counting outs. We've got eight to go, John.
Once you get into single digits and you've got a big lead like this.
Yeah, you feel more comfortable when you can start trading outs for runs and still win. So we're still a couple away from that.
First pitch outside to the right fielder, Turner, for a ball. Next one is swung on and hit in the left field. Tabor's going to have a run to go get that one. And it's just foul as Tabor going full steam there. Foul about 2 or 3 feet. Not a lot of foul territory over there. So Tabor collecting his hat, as he always does when the ball's hit anywhere in the left field vicinity. And Cottrell will get back on the mound, and the 1-1 breaking ball is a call strike. One of the first breaking pitches that he's got called for a strike today, coming in at 63 miles an hour, and I expect a fastball here. Swung on, hit to short. Lucas bobbles it, picks it up, throws across, and in time. My goodness. He bobbled that ball, refielded it, and absolutely threw a missile from the shortstop position into the mitt of Kavion Mitchell, who didn't have to move his mitt at all. Squeezed it, and the out is recorded. Two out now, and that pitch is outside for a ball. That one's going to catch the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 count to the nine-hitter, Dane Isabel. Rounded out to Isaac Seeger his first time. 1-1. Bounce towards third, but it's going to be wide at the bag. And the count now 1-2. South Warren trailing 7-0 here to the Fighting Tigers as the Tigers use one big inning.
That's
going to be a hit into left field as Tabor will not get to it. He does cut it off before it gets to the fence. The throw to second is going to be a little bit close, but Isabel able to slide in with an extra base hit with two outs.
Only the third hit given up by Preston Cottrell, but that one was well struck.
First extra base hit for the Spartans. And that'll take him to the top of the order, A.J. Visible, who has not had an official at bat, walked and hit by a pitch, and that breaking ball hit him in the head and
ducked into it.
He did. He turned his back, but turned his head down. It was still inside. It would have been a hit by a pitch, probably, but the way that he was hit there didn't really take too much of an attempt to get out of the way of it.
We still got work to do here. We don't need to relax.
Especially with the top of the order here. Sam Gage has hit the ball hard twice in the center field and grounded into a double play his last time. This is the batter you want to get. Their best hitter, Trent Rice, probably on deck, or at least average-wise, already collected a hit on the day as well. Want to get the two-hitter here as he swings and fouls that one off his foot. Kavion fields it, but all the umpires actually call a foul, except the third base umpire.
And the one that should have saw it the best.
They're immediately called there by the home plate umpire. And it looks like we're going to have a change there.
I got pitcher in at first base.
Yes. It appears so. Not sure why they didn't do it before the at-bat started, but they're going to send the number 30. That's Jamison Reagan. They will send him over to first base to run for Isabel, A.J.
May go concussion protocol or something since he took a baseball to the head at that last at bat.
So Reagan now stands at first. Dane is visible at second. One strike to the hitter, Sam Gage.
Keep that big lead.
0-1 fastball is on the inside corner for a strike.
Well, the makes it look more inside than what it is because the outside pitch has been called the entire game, so these kids are standing up on top of plate. And I don't fault them, but when you get one on the inside block, it makes it look really inside when it's not.
Cottrell comes even further in that time for a ball. 1-2 pitch coming up here to the senior Sam Gage. Cottrell trying to end this Spartan threat before they can score. 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled off, and we'll try it again.
Good breaking ball.
Tigers will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up in the sixth inning. Cottrell looks in to his catcher, John Higdon, for the sign. He comes set. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. Ball 2 doesn't get him to chase.
Fastball at 81, so he maybe lost a little bit off of velocity, but still bringing it pretty good. Keep him honest.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit down the right field line, but hooking foul. Just about a foot there as the left-hander hooks it right down the first base line, but the runners will go back to their respective bags, and we'll have another 2-2 pitch. Gage steps back to the dish as Cottrell looks in, gets the sign that he likes, and delivers.
Oh.
Would have been ball 3.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was outside, but I've seen that pitch called a strike here today.
That's true.
So I think I would err on the side of saying pretty good piece of hitting right there. Just to throw the bat at it, foul it off. You're not going to be able to hit it hard. It's too far outside. But instead of going down looking right there, foul it off and try to get one you can't handle.
2-2 pitch comes inside and we'll go full.
And the runners will be off. 3-2, two outs.
Catcher Trent Rice stands on deck. As Sam Gage will step back in, full count. Cottrell ready. The pitch swung on and popped up. It's going to get out of play as it lands about a few rows from us here in the press box in the South Warren fan base.
Don't want to give this South Warren team any signs of hope here late in the game. We need to go ahead and...
Gage is going to go...
Would that look? Surely not.
A little more pine tar added onto the top of the bat there. I think that may have been more of a
stall
tactic. Yeah, stall tactic there as he steps in and the full count offering from Cottrell swung on and fouled off, and we'll do it again.
I think Preston's doing the right things, continue to challenge with a fastball.
Good battle between these two, the junior Cottrell and the senior Gage.
With a 7-run lead, make them earn it.
And we'll try it again. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled off.
Tough easy. They eventually give in and go to some type of a breaking pitch or what, because Gage is able to get the bat on the fastball, just not able to put it in play. Was that three or four or five, maybe even fouled off?
I believe five in a row now. Next one swung on, bounced to KB on at first. He'll field it, and he'll run the first to beat Gage and retire the side. Excellent at bat there to end the bottom of the fifth, but the Tigers prevail in it. And we will head to the sixth with the Tigers leading 7-0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company, Incorporated, will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek. Also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company, Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company, Incorporated.
Tigers head to the top of the sixth, holding a 7-run lead over South Warren, and it looks like over in the crowd, like father, like daughter, look like Delaney Harnett up there getting the Tiger faithful on their feet with the cheer.
She gets excited at these Tigers baseball games.
I have no idea where she gets that from.
Well, at least she can get loud. I've been told not to anymore.
We're 2 innings away from you going nuts. The first pitch there to Jacob Ball comes in for a strike. Jacob, 0-for-3 on the evening, on the day, looking to break through here as he swings and hits that ball into the center field. Diving play out there on the turf by Lloyd in center field, and he's going to rob Jacob of a hit. Excellent defensive play there.
That ball hit right at you. He covered a lot of ground. That was a nice defensive play there.
So one out as Kavion Mitchell, who delivered a big blow in the second inning, driving home 2 runs to extend the Tiger lead to 7-0, or 6-0, excuse me. Will step to the plate, and he's first pitch swinging and fouls it off.
They're trying to keep their hands back, J.K. They're waiting on it.
Jacob did a good job, just good defense. Kavion Hepfilm will have a pretty good swing on this one.
Ooh, hanging inside black.
Good pitch there by Logan Smith, who's in his 3rd inning of relief. And that pitch swung on and tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike 3. 2 away here in the top of the 6th. Kobe Poole strides to the plate. Kobe 1-for-2. Drove in the 7th run of the game for the Tigers back in that 7-run 2nd inning. And they are, instructing Kobe to tuck his shirt in.
It's one of those rules that I don't know that it affects the game whatsoever, whether it's tucked in fully or not, but the rule's a rule.
Kobe sees the first pitch here, inside corner for a strike as he was looking outside, I think, and coming inside surprised him. 1 strike. 0-1 pitch, swung on it, hammered into left center. That's going to get in there, in the gap. Kobe rounds first, he's racing to second. He's going to hit second hard and come up with a 2-out double. Kobe Poole swinging a hot stick.
Okay. A lot of confidence in that box.
Able to keep those hands back. Drove that 67-mile-an-hour pitch into the left center gap and now gives Isaac Seager a chance to chase him home. Seager doubled back in the second, 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch here to Seager. Outside corner.
No.
We got to stop calling that the outside corner. That is in the other batter's box. Called a strike. It is a horrendous call. But that one is going to be a ball. Who knew? You throw it down the middle, it's a ball. You throw it in the other batter's box, it's a strike. Any way about it, it has even the count at 1. Coming inside to him. Seager swung on, flips it into right field. Is it going to have a chance? Nope. Unfortunately, Turner able to come in and squeeze it, and the side is retired. Tigers unable to do anything with the two-out double. They'll hold a 7-run lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth after these messages.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
We head to the bottom of the sixth with the Tigers holding a 7-run lead over the South Warren Spartans. South Warren will send the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5, to the plate to face Preston Cottrell in his 6th inning of work. Cottrell has gutted through these first 5 innings, allowing just 3 hits and stranding 5 runners on base as the first pitch is swung on and hit into right field, and it's going to fall right in front of Kobe for a leadoff single. Second hit of the game there by Trent Rice. To just about the exact same spot. And he'll be run for down there by Dalton Taylor again, and Tyler Martin will step to the plate. Martin has popped out to the outfield twice. Once to left and once to center. First pitch to Martin is called a strike. Next one in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 count to the number 4 hitter, Tyler Martin. As we are in the bottom of the sixth, the Tigers lead 7-0 over South Warren. 1-1 pitch. Got him with the off-speed stuff there, and Martin way out in front. Goes from about 83 down to 72 on that pitch, and Martin didn't have a chance with that one. 1-2. Comes back with a fastball, popped up behind.
Somebody come get it.
Brock doesn't see it, and Cole Faber goes a long way to get to it. You can tell it's a long way because his hat fell off somewhere near middle center field or left field, and he caught it near the infield there. So thanks, Cole, for dropping your hat and let us know where you started.
Those long legs, he just started gliding in there.
It looks almost effortless the way that he can cover ground there, and that pitch is hit in the left field.
Not going to be without effort. He better go get it. And he did.
Again, that ball looked like it was hit better off the bat there, but Burns is retired for the second out of the inning. And Cole Tabor is playing a nice game out there in left field today.
Absolutely. He's had a nice season out in left field. I only remember one error all season long. It was right after he had crashed into the fence to rob a home run. Then he, my goodness, hit another batter.
Breaking ball doesn't break and goes right into the back of number six, Caleb Lloyd, and there will be two on base now for South Warren with two out. And Cade Vernon, who's collected one hit on the contest, will step up.
The one error I remember on Cole was kind of a arguable call. That was when we felt like he was actually making a transfer from the glove to the hand to try to throw it back into the infield quickly. And the umpire said he never caught it cleanly to start with. So that one was ruled an error. And that was just a routine fly ball that Cole's going to catch 999 times out of 1,000. And, again, we felt like he caught it initially but tried to make the transition too quickly and it fell out. But they said he never had it. So, nonetheless, he's if you can go to all season and we can remember one possible error and never how many chances he's had out there, he's solid.
I believe that was a Hancock County game maybe. Maybe the last, that was the last game that the Tigers dropped, as that ball is hit just over the outstretched glove of Kavion Mitchell into right field. One run will score. Kobe is having trouble getting the ball there. Another run will score. And two runs will pass home plate for South Warren as Vernon comes up with a two-out hit. And he'll find himself all the way to third base. That's going to be a single and then an error on the right fielder, Kobe Poole. But still a five-run lead for the Tigers.
Snuck inside the line out there, and Kobe had a difficult time rounding it up after it ricocheted. One out away from getting this, and if we can take a five-run lead into the seventh, we'll take our chances.
The eight-hitter, Carsten Turner, 0 for 2 so far, and they're going to have a pinch runner over at third base. They're going to bring in number 29. That appears to be Austin Flynn to run for Vernon. So Flynn now running at third as a pinch runner for the designated hitter, Vernon. Want a little bit more speed just in case a ball were to kick away from Higdon back there. And Turner steps in, 0 for 2, grounded out to short and popped out to left. And the first pitch to the right-handed batter is a fastball for a strike. Go right after him here, Preston. 0-1 pitch. Fastball.
Ooh. It's outside, no doubt about it, but it's been called.
There is a precedent for that exact pitch being called a strike, but called the ball this time. 1-1. Fastball hit into left field, and that's going to plate another run for the Spartans. And now a 7-3 game, a single there by Turner.
This has been done by the bottom of their lineup. Not sure. We're not too awful far from maybe seeing Brock Lucas.
I think that this will be they'll give Preston the bottom of the order here. The nine hitter is Dane Isabel comes to the plate. He does own a double in tonight's game.
Brings up to Brock. He prefers for Brock to start games. He takes a little bit longer and gets stretched out, so probably if he's thinking about going to Brock, he wants to give Preston an opportunity to get this out here so that in between innings, Brock can go down, get in extra warm-up pitches, get stretched out really good, and maybe come in for a three-out save. But we're still all right. Up 7-3, you need four outs.
They did just send Eric Barr down to the bullpen, who is the backup catcher for the Tigers. So
was he by himself?
He was by himself. No pitcher down there, unless maybe Gus Seeger is possibly down there. I can't tell who the other person is, but it's not a player. I think Gus ran out of eligibility. But they have a catcher down there, and I think you're probably right. As soon as the Tigers are able to get off the field here, Brock Lucas will find his way down there, as he's not due up until 5th, I believe, in the next inning. But we're here to do is the nine-hitter Dane Isabel comes to the plate, 1-for-2 with a double back in the 5th. Preston comes set. First pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field. Braxton in his tracks is going to squeeze it for out number 3, and the Tigers get out of the inning. South Warren scores 3, but the Tigers still lead 7-3. We'll be back for the 7th inning after these messages.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 and Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.